At last the assembly was silent again. Someone spoke out of turn.
Maybe he means it, some sort of ghost.
Ralph lifted the conch and peered into the gloom. The lightest thing was the pale beach. Surely the Litlands were nearer. Yes, there was no doubt about it. They were huddled into a tight knot of bodies in the central grass. A flurry of wind made the palms talk, and the noise seemed very loud now that darkness and silence made it so noticeable. Two grey trunks rubbed each other with an evil squeaking that no one had noticed by day. Piggy took the conch out of his hands. His voice was indignant.
I don't believe in no ghosts, ever.
Jack was up too, unaccountably angry.
Who cares what you believe, fatty? I got the conch.
There was the sound of a brief tussle, and the conch moved to and fro.
You give me the conch back.
Ralph pushed between them and got a thump on the chest. He wrested the conch from someone and sat down breathlessly.
There's too much talk about ghosts. We ought to have left all this for daylight.
A hushed and anonymous voice broke in. Perhaps that's what the beast is. A ghost. The assembly was shaken as by a wind.
There's too much talking out of turn, Ralph said, because we can't have proper assemblies if you don't stick to the rules.
He stopped again. The careful plan of this assembly had broken down.
What do you want me to say, then?
I was wrong to call this assembly so late.
We'll have to vote on them, on ghosts, I mean, and then go to the shelters because we're all tired.
No, Jack, is it?
Wait a minute. I'll say here and now that I don't believe in ghosts, or I don't think I do. But I don't like the thought of them. Not now, that is, in the dark. But we were going to decide what's what.
He raised the conch for a moment.
Very well, then. I suppose what's what is whether there are ghosts or not.
He thought for a moment, formulating the question.
Who thinks there may be ghosts?
For a long time there was silence and no apparent movement. Then Ralph peered into the gloom and made out the hands. He spoke flatly.
I see.
The world, that understandable and lawful world, was slipping away. Once there was this and that, and now. And the ship had gone.
The conch was snatched from his hands, and Piggy's voice shrilled, I didn't vote for no ghosts!
He whirled round on the assembly.
Remember that, all of you!
They heard him stamp.
What are we, humans? Or animals? Or savages? What's grown-ups going to think? Going off, hunting pigs, letting fires out. And now?
A shadow fronted him tempestuously.
You shut up, you fat slug!
There was a moment's struggle, and the glimmering conch jigged up and down.
Ralph leapt to his feet. Jack! Jack, you haven't got the conch! Let him speak!
Jack's face swam near him.
And you shut up! Who are you anyway, sitting there telling people what to do? You can't hunt. You can't sing.
I'm chief. I was chosen.
Why should choosing make any difference? Just giving orders that don't make any sense. Piggy's got the conch. Oh, that's right. Favour Piggy, as you always do. Jack!
Jack's voice sounded in bitter mimicry.
Jack! Jack! The rules! Shouted Ralph. You're breaking the rules. Who cares?
Ralph summoned his wits.
Because the rules are the only thing we've got.
But Jack was shouting against him.
Bollocks to the rules! We're strong, we hunt. If there's a beast, we'll hunt it down. We'll close in and beat and beat and beat!
He gave a wild whoop and leapt down to the pale sand. At once the platform was full of noise and excitement, scramblings, screams and laughter. The assembly shredded away and became a discursive and random scatter from the palms to the water and away along the beach. Beyond night sight. Ralph found his cheek touching the conch and took it from Piggy.
What's grown-ups going to say?
Cried Piggy again.
Look at 'em!
The sound of mock hunting, hysterical laughter, and real terror came from the beach.
Blow the conch, Ralph!
Piggy was so close that Ralph could see the glint of his one glass.
There's the fire. Can't they see?
You've got to be tough now. Make 'em do what you want.
Ralph answered in the cautious voice of one who rehearses a theorem. If I blow the conch and they don't come back, then we've had it. We shan't keep the fire going. We'll be like animals. We'll never be rescued.
If you don't blow, we'll soon be animals anyway. I can't see what they're doing, but I can hear.